This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We'd like to welcome our affiliates out there in Kalamazoo, WKMI 1360 in Battle Creek, BCK 930, The Score. I tell you what, we are smoking up the backyards of mid-Michigan. We are all over this wonderful state as the Grillin' Guys. It's Saturday. You need to get out in your backyard, on your deck. Fire up that grill or that smoker and make it happen. I'm Jop. He's Bob. We're the Grilling Guys. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining us on Michigan Talk Network. That is one of my favorite ZZ Top songs.
Yeah.
A little bumper music there. Thank you so much to Brian Fongers, who's back at the big board. He's our wizard up in the tower and keeps us sounding halfway decent. But, you know, if you just head west from this next fella's backyard, if you just head west a couple hundred miles, you'll be right in the backyard of ZZ Top. You'll be right where these boys grew up. So I'm sure this man on the phone right now, T. Gidd, has listened to a little ZZ Top in his time right down there in Cajun country. Is that right, T. Gidd?
Yeah. Y'all boys do it, man. I tell you what, I've seen them guys in concert. Man, they're good.
Yeah, they're really good.
They probably played at your high school.
We are talking. What, I wish I had a beard like them cats. You think they still got them beards like that?
They do. I actually saw one of them recently at a farm supply store. I'm sure
that'd be hard to barbecue with a beard like that. You'd have to throw it over your shoulder so you wouldn't catch it on fire.
Well, you know, the dog will love you when you get home. But we're talking with our good friend T. Gidd from Lafayette, Louisiana. He's from a company called the Cajun Grill. And he manufactures grills, and he has a store, a grill shop down there, and a factory, and just all sorts of things. Very enterprising young fella who's been a friend of mine for years now, and we sure appreciate you joining us on Saturdays here.
Well, it's always a pleasure, and you guys are so nice to have us on up there.
You know, we're actually sitting in one of your dealers up here, a company called Garrett's Appliance over in Grand Rapids, and we got one of those Cajun grills fired up out front, and as soon as the broadcast is done, we're going to be out there cooking on it. So this will be my first time to actually have an opportunity to cook on one. I'm very much looking forward to it, T. Gidd. You got any tips for me?
Well, I tell you what, if you're a virgin on a Cajun, it's a heck of a ride. You're gonna enjoy it. It is the easiest grill to cook on.
I don't even want to touch that.
I think I do.
What I said.
That's just wrong. So what you know about grits, boy?
Stick it on there and let it go.
Okay. What you know about grits?
Man, let me tell you something. I think they were invented just down the street from here, man. And grits are good. That's good for you too, yeah.
So what, all right, this is not a, we're in the north, right? Grits are not a standard fare. I think of grits, I think of cornmeal. What really is a grit, and how do you cook it as a side dish to something you're grilling, and what would you put it with?
Well, I don't know exactly what, I think it comes from corn, and that's about all I know about grits other than it feels good coming down into my belly. And I tell you how I love to cook grits is it's a little thing I learned from my dad. It's a dish called grits and griots. And griots is basically like a marinated pork. And I just actually posted a video up on our Facebook site. So if your listeners go to search us out on Percy Gidder's Hearth and Patio up on our Facebook site, they can watch the video. But it's marinated pork meat, and on the Cajun grill, you have that pot attachment. Have y'all seen that yet?
Yeah, yes, I have.
We have one okay. Here.
Yeah, so you put like a number 9 quart or a 7 quart, a large cast iron pot, made in America pot, down inside that pot holder, and you get the fire right up underneath the pot, and that's what's great about the Cajun grill because you can lift the coals up and down, and so you can get the pot real hot. And you add a little cooking oil, and you add this marinated pork meat, which is like basically Boston butt, which is cubed up and marinated in some kind of like a soy and high vinegar solution and a lot of seasonings. And you just brown it. You fry it down, and you brown it. And then once you brown the meat, you take it out the pot. Then you add your onions and your bell pepper and your vegetables, your garlic. and you saute that down, and then after that's nice and really, really like a mash. Then you come back and throw your meat back in and add your water to that and make a nice black gravy. And then on the side of that, you put another cast iron pot and you make your grits. And so when the grits are made, not instant grits, you got to make the 5-minute grits. And so after your grits are made, you put a huge, huge heaping tablespoon of that or a tablespoon, heck, a big pile of them grits in the middle of your plate, and then you ladle over the grits with that pork meat, with that gravy. And let me tell you, whoo, man, that's some good food right there.
It sounds good. And we can find all that on your Percy Guidry Company's Facebook. What was that handle again on that?
Yeah, you just search Percy Guidry. That's P-E-R-C-Y, Guidry, G-U-I-D-R-Y, Hearth and Patio. And
fantastic.
You should find it fairly easy. And we just posted it, so it's going to be the first thing posted up on our company's Facebook site.
That's excellent. You know, Jop, there's really a lot of guys up north here who like grits, because many of us have lived in different parts of the country and run into folks like Keith who will cook that up for you. And especially like in the military, you always get stationed down south somewhere for a while. And you get acclimated, and you learn to love these regional foods. And grits are huge. I mean, they're just everywhere in the south. So they really are good. And that sounds like a wonderful way. I like grits with gravy or something like that, and that sounds like the perfect topping for grits.
Oh, it's absolutely incredible. You know, I know you guys got a lot of fishermen and deer hunters and outdoorsmen. It's the perfect thing to cook at the camp. It's the perfect thing to cook for breakfast for the entire family. You know, grits are actually pretty healthy for you to eat. Has a lot of nutrition, and, you know, minus the gravy and the little bit of fatty pork meat, it's just good soul food. It makes you feel comforted.
Sounds good, baby. Well, listen, T. Gid, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy Saturday. I'm sure you're going to be on the sales floor at your facility down there, and we're looking forward to the day when our signal is beaming across Lafayette, Louisiana.
I'm pushing for it, baby, and I tell you what, Father's Day is right around the corner. And for all you listeners that are thinking about a Cajun, they better go jump on it, because I tell you, we're running back ordered right now, and they're hard to come by. So you don't want to wait. If you want to go watch them cook on it, but make a commitment, and I guarantee you, you're going to absolutely love that grill.
I'll second that.
I'm looking forward to it. T. Gid, thanks for your time, my friend.
Hey, thank you, guys. Y'all be cool.
Okay. Thanks so much. That's the Percy Guidry Company. They're the owners of Cajun Grill. His daddy invented that grill. There's one out in front of Garrett's Appliance right now. We are over in Wyoming, Michigan, broadcasting live today. And the Cajun Grill is entering Michigan in a pretty nice fashion. So go to CajunGrill.com and check it out.
So, Bob, let's talk a little bit about how to pick a charcoal grill,
because
the Cajun Grill is a charcoal grill. It's a great example of excellent technology. You can go all the way from your Weber kettle up to something like the Cajun and beyond on the charcoal side. But if you were going to give a tip of 2-3 things to look at in a charcoal grill, what
perfect.
Would it be?
And that is the perfect segue, kudos, because that's what I like about that grill. Now, you're going to spend about $900 on it, but guess what? You have a grill the rest of your life that will work beautifully and do all sorts of things. This grill I like because a big thing I want on a charcoal grill, it's a must-have for me, is an elevated coal grate.
So explain that to me. When you say elevated, it's off the bottom of the grill. It's kind of suspended in there?
Well, no, it actually has a lever that you can lift the coal bed up and down. So you can actually adjust your temperature with a lever on a charcoal grill. You know, a gas grill, people turn the knob up and down. Well, you can't do that with charcoal unless you have an elevated coal bed.
Okay.
An adjustable coal bed.
and the lever's on the outside. And as I look at the Cajun grill, there's like five or six notches on the sides.
It's got all sorts of notches.
Adjust it up and down.
Absolutely.
And I guess the concept there is you're getting your heat closer to what's on the grill surface.
If you want it.
If you want it that way.
That's right.
And it's the way to control the temperature of the charcoal grill like you can with a knob with a gas grill.
The other nice thing about that grill is it has a smoker box attachment. So if you want to make a smoker out of it, you've got the same beautiful feature there as all other smokers, except that great grill is now a smoker. So you can get the best of both worlds.
You've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We're smoking up the backyards of Ann Arbor, Battle Creek, Flint, Lansing, Kalamazoo. We are everywhere. We appreciate you being with us. Get out in your backyard and fire that grill.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.